And now an update from Ivory Coast. Fierce fighting continues in the main city of Abidjan. Most of it is centered around that presidential compound where the besieged Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo, that is the incumbent president, is refusing to surrender. In the meantime, supporters of Alassane Ouattara, of course, is the internationally recognized winner of last year's election. His supporters have been trying to force Gbagbo out of that compound since they surrounded it on Tuesday. Joining us now, John James with our partner, the BBC, who joins us from the capital of Ivory Coast. John, can you give us an update on what's happening now?
Yes, at the moment, there's none of the heavy weaponry that we had yesterday particularly. There is still sporadic fighting in the city and certainly some engagement still between the forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara, who are trying to take control of the city, and the forces that are still fighting for Laurent Gbagbo. As you say, we think he's in the presidential residence, and there's still a cordon around there, though the pro-Ouattara forces haven't yet been able to take the city. But at the same time, elsewhere, they're trying to mop up and take control of the city in the various districts. And they're having a hard time, to be honest, because there's a lot of problems with armed militia who are setting up ambushes around the city.
Well, explain to me why a much larger fighting force is unable to get Laurent Gbagbo out of his bunker.
I mean, this is a force that took really most of the country in about a four-day campaign. But yes, they've struggled in Abidjan. I think it's a different type of fighting. This is an urban setting, Africa's sixth biggest city. Many of the fighters from the Ouattara camp are from the north of the country. Many have never been inside the city before, or indeed any city at all like this. So they're having a hard time fighting against people who know the city. And also, I have to say, there's militia that are in civilian clothes. So it's very difficult for them to see exactly who's an ordinary civilian and who's a militia fighter who's, you know, wearing civilian clothes and ready to shoot them in the back when they go on by.
Spokesmen for Alassane Ouattara have said in the past that they simply want to get Gbagbo to emerge from his bunker, but they want him to surrender unharmed. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I mean, the official command to the Ouattara forces is not to harm Laurent Gbagbo. And in fact, the Ouattara camp want to see him face justice, face trial, possibly at the International Criminal Court, which is looking into some of the atrocities that allegedly have been committed by the Laurent Gbagbo regime. So, yes, that's their objective. But, of course, they'd love it if Laurent Gbagbo came out and surrendered. There was talk of a deal just 2 days ago, but that seems to have fallen through for the time being. Both sides are just trying to fight it out, each to try and capture the city.
Well, John James of the BBC, one more question for you. When we spoke to people yesterday, they didn't have electricity in Abidjan. They were running out of water. There was no running water. At this point, are people running out of food and water?
Yeah, I mean, those conditions haven't changed. With each day, the conditions get worse because, as you say, people are running out. People still can't leave their homes. It's still a dangerous place for people to be out and about. And there's still a curfew that runs from midday until sunrise the following day. So people are generally still trapped in their homes here and, as you say, running out of food supplies.
That is John James with our partner, the BBC, reporting to us live from the capital of Ivory Coast, talking about the stalemate. The incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, remains in hiding in the bunker beneath his presidential compound, and Alassane Ouattara's supporters have surrounded the compound, trying to get Gbagbo to emerge and surrender. Thank you so much, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.